BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes a really quite posh innuendo bingo with Boulay and Proudlock from Made in Chelsea. Also, Justin Bieber, as you've never heard him before. The bangers are back and Greg's on Real or No Real.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
What the? It's Thursday already. And we have innuendo bingo coming up with Oliver Proudlock and Francis Bull from Made in Chelsea at 1:45.
Boulay to some.
Yeah. So, return for its 12th series on Monday night. 12 series.
Do you reckon there's been more episodes of Made in Chelsea than there have been innuendo bingos?
Probably, yeah, actually. Yeah. Wow. So, I don't know if you watch it, but Francis is a bit of a love triangle right now in the south of France between Liv and Toff. And obviously a bit of rivalry between him and Freddie.
I haven't seen it for a while. But do you remember Toff? Toff actually came in when we were doing innuendo bingo with someone else.
I remember.
She came in because she just wanted to come and have a photo with us, I think it was. And now she's like properly on.
But she wasn't really in it that much then, was she?
She just came along. She wasn't in it at all. She was just a posh person from Chelsea.
So they've got some new cast members. Francis is back in it again. He left in series 6, then came back in series 10, and then again in the summer. They just kind of drift in and out, really, don't they? So Proudlock and Bull at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Today, it's a three-way.
Proudlock ignored me in on a night out I was at.
Oh.
Went to a place that rhymes with Wokey Woes
in Maidenhead.
Right?
Oh, you've talked about that place before, yeah.
And Proudlock was doing, you know those nights where some celebrities go to and it's like, it's their birthday night. It says it's celebrating their birthday, their official birthday party, and it's in like a random club.
Yeah.
But that's what he was doing. I tried to get near him and I was bundled away.
Oh, Chris. The shame.
I was like, what's going on?
I tried to get near him and I was bundled away.
Yeah.
So yesterday on the show, I pressed my best thing of 2016 buzzer for our caller, Sarah, who makes specialist cakes. You know, like X-rated cakes of male bits.
It was the way she described it.
And then she went and said this.
The thing is, when you sell the toppers, I have to wait a week for them to go hard enough to be able to post them.
Awful. What happened on yesterday's show?
Okay.
I was getting so many tweets last night from people going, today's podcast is the best, from people that were listening later on. So I did press my buzzer. It's a bit like the one on Britain's Got Talent, you know, the golden buzzer. You can only say one thing is the best thing of 2016, because otherwise you're like, oh, that's the best thing that happened. That's the best thing that happened. When you press your buzzer like I did yesterday, that's my only chance now. I can't say that anything else has been the best this year.
We've done it at a good time. It's October. We haven't got much of the year left anyway.
So we've got one of our listeners, Brianna. She's been on Off of America. She wants some clarification on the rules of the best thing of 2016 buzzer. She says, am I allowed to wait until the end of the year and then press my buzzer once I've decided what the best thing of the year actually was? No. No back press on the buzzer.
Why? No, you just get it once a year. Surely that's the thing.
No,
right?
No,
it's just to stop people constantly going, oh, it's the best thing I've ever seen.
No, but you've got to go with it at the time. You go with it. If you think, oh, that's going to be the best thing of the year, you can't do it in December, at the end of December.
Well, I've not pressed mine yet then.
No. But no, I'm not into the back press. Just do it when you feel like it, and then you can't do it again for the rest of the year.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thomas says, I actually pressed my best of 2016 buzzer at Jack U at Reading Festival this year. Absolutely no regrets at all. Well, you can't do it again, so best not to have any regrets. Do you know what? It's really, really a good job that people take an interest and listen to what actually happens on this show, because they remind us of things that we completely forgotten about.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd press my buzzer. But
you press your best thing of 2016 buzzer. Do you want to know when?
When?
January the 8th. January the 8th,
so
Chris.
8 days in on the thing?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
You can't do it again. And you thought you hadn't pressed it yet.
Do you remember what it was for?
Yes. It was the guy who was like the worst loser ever on that episode of Dine With Me. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Get off my land.
To be fair, I stick by that buzzer moment. That was good.
You can't press it again.
No.
If you didn't catch this at the time, this is what Chris said was the best thing of 2016, a week into the new year. It's a guy that didn't take it too kindly when he didn't win on Come Dine With Me.
Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on.
Oh, dear. I don't get it.
Well, you wouldn't, let's be honest. There's nobody in there, love. So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
Greatest guy
actually,
ever.
Fair. And then it's still really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Made in Chelsea, back on Monday night for its 12th series. All your favourites are in it. Some people, like, they went away for a while and came back. So you've got Jamie, Binky, Mark, Ollie, Alex, Louise, Tiff, Rosie, Victoria, Sam, Stephanie, Georgia, Jess, Frankie, Olivia.
Literally all of them.
Everyone's back. Frederick's back for the first time since Series 4. Proudlock's back for the first time since Series 10. And he said in a teaser for the show, he's back for good. Not going anywhere.
But then he's going to have to keep up with all the drama. Because we all know how you stay in that show is by the relationships you have, the controversy you cause, the fights that you get into.
Yeah. Also, it must be kind of weird because when you decide to leave for a while, like, do you have to watch it every week to catch up with what's going on, or do you just miss bits and then you come back to it and you're like, who's this?
That's true.
Who's this person?
I don't remember Frederick, to be honest.
No.
It's news to me that he's back.
Do you even know who that is?
I can't remember him.
Okay.
But then, as you said, a lot of series have gone by.
A lot, yeah. So we're going to get Proudlock and Francis Boule in at 1:45 to talk about the new series and also to play a little bit of innuendo bingo. We've had Proudlock in before.
Yes.
I know that. So you'll be able to watch this on the Radio 1 website. If you can get to your phone or computer, laptop, tablet, anywhere where there's a screen that you can get the Radio 1 website on, you can watch it live. It's happening in 15 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here are Francis and Oliver from Made in Chelsea. Hi, guys.
Hey, bro. How
Hello.
You doing?
Good to see you.
You too, man. Thanks for having us.
So, innuendo bingo. We were absolutely convinced, Proudlock, that you had done it before.
I have never done it, no.
That's so weird. Chris was like, I would put all the money that I have, which isn't much,
not
on
much.
The fact that he's done it before.
No, never done it. I'm excited.
Weird. Yep, innuendo versions.
Yes.
Now, the game used to be about holding the water in your mouth, not so much anymore. I'd quite like to just spray it.
Because I heard
everywhere.
Apparently Will Ferrell did it, and did he not laugh throughout the whole thing?
No, not much.
He
no.
sort of did at times, but it felt a bit forced. It was like every now and then he felt the need to sort of spray water, but it was always at the wrong time.
Right. Yeah.
But either way, it was Will Ferrell playing innuendo bingo. So
doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
He can pretty much do what he wants.
So, how do you actually win?
Oh, you know, no one wins.
It's just basically you just want to get
everyone.
It's
wins.
Just a wet fest. Yeah. Everyone
Perfect.
Wins.
You're
Perfect.
So smart. You're really smartly dressed for this.
I
well,
love it.
You know, always.
He's always in a shirt.
Always. I know. I like that. So new series, drama, rama. What's happening with Ollie Locke? Smashing that glass in the
I
first
know, that was a,
I mean, that was a bit much, wasn't
it? Was a heated argument between JP and
JP. I thought JP was going to burst at one point. His neck.
God.
It was like,
don't mess with the Hulk.
The veins.
Yeah, the veins. Yeah, it was pretty serious, wasn't it?
Do you think the poshness is the standard of it is being kept up for these series, or is it going down slightly?
Well, I mean, what do you think?
I think JP was a good addition. When he turned up with a name like JP, I was like, yes,
yeah.
They're back
perfect.
On.
Yeah, back yeah. on point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you thought some of the other ones were...
I don't know,
yeah,
you know,
common.
Like, obviously you were one of the originals, right? And they really amped up the poshness of everything back then. But I think people had long, like quite long hair. It was even more flamboyant, it felt. And I think that's what they need to bring it back to.
Bring it
like
back.
Like, go even
yeah.
more that way.
Just go bigger.
You think some of the newer characters aren't as more common? Is that what you're saying?
I want to see someone turn up with, like, a falcon on their arm and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, well, Frederick, who is back, he does actually do that. Well, he does that regularly.
And he's got long hair, so maybe that's why they're bringing him back.
Yeah.
Keeping the standards.
Yeah.
We need some, like, distant kind of British royalty or something, don't we?
Mm.
We got any of those at the moment?
Boulay, you got some of those?
I don't think there are anyone, no.
No?
There is anyone, no.
Because to get on the show, ultimately you've got to have a link to one of you guys that are on the show at the moment, haven't you? You've got to kind of be a new love interest
or a relative or an ancestor.
There's got to be some sort of link, I guess. That's why there is that sort of natural chemistry.
Yeah.
Whereas I think maybe with some of the other shows...
most of us have known each other since we were at school, you know, and so it always has that quite nice... true authenticity of friendship.
Mm. Must be quite nice as well that you don't like suddenly just having random people turn up. Like at some point, one of you will have known them. It's quite good.
Exactly. What do you boys think of Akin?
Yeah, cool. Good addition.
Good addition.
Yeah.
He's the rugby player. This guy used to be a rugby player.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. But do you? Is there anyone from another show that you would like to bring onto the show? So Megan McKenna, for example, went from one show. Right. She went from. Let me get this right. She went from Geordie Shore and is now on TOWIE. Right.
Who is it?
Megan? A girl called Megan McKenna.
Right.
And she was on X on the Beach.
Wow. And she was on X on the Beach. But what I'm saying is, if you could take one from another show. From the TOWIE's, and bring them to Chelsea. Who would it be?
Please say Gemma Collins.
Oh my God, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Hiya, babe.
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
We've got to get someone. That show X on the Beach is outrageous.
Isn't it?
Dude, I want to get that chick, the one with all the tattoos, who just basically beats up all the girls on the show. I think we should get her on there because she is outrageous.
Yeah.
She's called Holly, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know the one you mean.
Yeah, Holly, get on it.
Get some champagne down her.
Yeah.
Right, okay, lads. Inyo na Bingo is happening in a minute with Francis and Prelot. Now, I just wanted to let you know that the bin is just for show, okay? Aim for Chris's face.
Perfect.
We will we'll put you in place and we'll do probably the most classy edition of Inyo na Bingo we've ever had, yeah? Next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oliver Prowlock and Francis Ball from Maiden Chelsea are playing Innuendo Bingo today. Lads, we've even got the posh glasses out for you.
Oh, mate, oh, stop brilliant. It. Cheers,
I know.
Boys.
Right, really you can watch this now on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, computer, tablet, laptop. Get involved. Who's jingling like it's Christmas?
Sorry, that'll be me.
Mate, you're looking, pretty wrapped up.
Yeah.
How cold are we talking?
Well, did you bring spare clothes?
Did bring spare clothes.
Oh, no, I didn't, no.
Oh, you didn't?
No, mate.
That's what I mean, that's what I've got.
So, dude, just aim at Boulay.
Right, okay. Well, do you want to borrow the Christmas jumper?
God, I've made myself a target now.
Do you want to borrow the Christmas jumper?
No, it's all right. Maybe I'll... No, this is good.
Okay.
You sure? Is it just because it's not smart?
I do have some gym clothes in my bag. So
he's fine. He's
good.
I'll just be
athletic afterwards. Yeah.
Right. Just look like you've been to the gym or something. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, I love this game so much still. Oh, this is a good question from Bridget in Cornwall. She says, loads of my friends watch Made in Chelsea, and I've wanted to, but there seems to be so much to catch up on. Could I just watch from this new series, or do I need to start from the very beginning? Because that's a lot of time.
Just watch from this series.
Mm.
Yeah?
To be fair, there's a lot to see, so you might as well start from the beginning.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
Well, that's your winter sorted, Bridget. Yep. All of it. Okay, let's play Inyo na Bingo. Spray it everywhere. Come on, guys. Let's make it wet. Come on.
Right.
Loads of water in your mouth, as much as you can bear. Quite cold. Don't swear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really irritating.
Sorry, it's going to be annoying, isn't it?
Mm. So when someone's got the keys in their pocket, like, oof. Okay, first we're going to the Chris Evans Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 2. Now, in this clip here, you will hear Chris mention his studio manager. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have studio managers at Radio 1 anymore. I kind of wish we did, in a way, because they will do absolutely anything for you.
Okay, Dom's said... Okay.
Hello, this is the very tired Dom.
Right, well, what we've done, what Gary, our very clever studio manager, has done, he's put Dick in my right ear.
There we go. Talking about Dick and Dom there.
Perfect.
Just so he could tell them apart, he had Dick in his right ear and Dom in his left.
Right. Ideal.
Oh. I know, isn't it?
Perfect situation.
What great way to start the day. Water, please. Thank you to literally everyone for sending that one in. Remember, if you've spot an innuendo, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Give us a rough time of when it was on the channel and we'll do the rest. It's all fine. Okay, let's go back to one of our favourites from this week. It's Gardener's Question Time on BBC Radio 4. Now, as you'll know, if you've been listening a lot, last time on the show, we met this guy.
I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxham.
He sounds like he could be in Chelsea.
I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
But sorry, mate, you're from Great Sexham.
That's
so you can't come in.
Get Mr. Soper on.
Don't know where they're getting these people from. Water, please. Check out this new thing they've got to get rid of moles.
Who's got our first question, please?
My name is Roger Payne, and I come from North Worcestershire. I've tried a number of methods to persuade a persistent mole to go away. These have included granules, windmills, and a battery-driven vibrator.
I'm just kidding myself. Perfect. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Those moles. They're called mole chasers or mole vibrators, and you can get them from every good garden centre.
Really?
Absolutely. Moles aren't a problem in Chelsea, are they?
Moles? And a battery-driven vibrator.
Thank you very much. Roger Payne, or whatever your name was.
It was Roger Payne.
Where do they find these people with these names?
I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
More water, please. What?
Such a good name.
Oh, that's glorious.
He is a good name.
That is glorious. We need to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I'm
Roger Payne. Okay, now, lads, you are you're well-to-do gents. You like a bit of the cricket, do you? I'm going to go over to the commentary of the cricket on Channel 5 now. God, it goes on for ages, though, doesn't it, sometimes, cricket? Personally, I find it a bit boring, but then a moment like this can come along every couple of hours and really pique my interest.
Been very watchful, understandable in his position in debut. 15 off 41 balls. Oh, he's got him, it's a beauty. Aranga takes it up the slope.
Perfect.
It feels so festive, this, with that jingling.
Yeah, with the jingling. It's very on point.
I'll get rid of it if it gets annoying.
Aranga takes it up the slope.
You okay, Chris, hon?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. Now we're going over to Channel 4 and Forethought TV. And some wisdom here from Satish Kumar. Now, obviously, there's a lot of self-help advice out there. But Satish kind of cuts through all of that and says that we need to go back to basics with this simple technique.
I'm a spiritual ecologist, and I believe that through feasting and through food, I connect with the universe.
I also love a feast.
Oh, feast.
Just by eating food, you can reconnect yourself to the universe. I think we should all believe in
through feasting and through food, I connect with the universe.
Water, please. Now we're going over to PM on BBC Radio 4. Now, like you boys, they're really posh over there. But actually, a lot more open-minded than you might think.
Your friend and mine, Susan Ray, is one of the organisers of that baking event, and if you haven't had one of Susan's moist brownies on your lips, you haven't lived.
No? Okay. She's done a bake sale, didn't she, in a local village?
And if you haven't had one of Susan's moist brownies on your lips, you haven't lived.
And now we're going over to a classic from Downton Abbey. On ITV Encore? What's that? Oliver, Francis?
Yeah?
I know that your lives are just like Downton Abbey, yeah? Have you ever had to declare anything like this in front of your family?
And as I said, I'm sure this lapse is as much my fault as yours. But I suggest we don't mention it again. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to go down.
Lady Mary there. Okay. BBC Breakfast next. Proud Lock, I've always seen you in the gym a lot on Instagram. Now, yours is probably, I don't know, it's probably quite an expensive gym. Water, please. In your gym, have you... have you, in your gym, ever seen anything like this going on.
You know, for an example, I went into a very famous gym a few years ago and I was researching this, and I went upstairs to the women's only gym and there are about 40 women pounding away on their own.
A report on BBC Breakfast there about women's only gyms. If you go upstairs, that's where you go.
And there are about 40 women pounding away on their own.
And finally... pretty wet today, actually.
Glass is looking a bit...
Yeah, it's strong.
Yeah, you really got me good.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, let me get those. Oh, there we go.
Now we're going over to BBC Four. Where else for their show Castles, Britain's Fortified History. We joined Sam Willis, the presenter, and Owen Bush, that's one, the swordsmith, halfway through their conversation. And here we catch them discussing their plans for later that evening.
And you're going to refine it.
So there are impurities in that that I'm going to get out by smashing it.
Yeah, I'm getting it to the point just before it melts, and you can hammer it and squirt some of that slag out.
Good.
Owen, the swordsmith there, teaching Sam how to make a sword, and slag being the impurity in the metal, of course.
What, BC?
And that was Innuendo Bingo with Oliver Proudlock and Francis Bullet. Thank you very much, lads. Good one today. Bullet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You alright, Chris?
Yeah, good.
Bangers coming up. You won yesterday, though.
I did win, yeah. Yeah, 2-1 to you so far. If I get it back today, it kind of takes it to a deadlock situation tomorrow.
Did just hear you say that you're a little bit worried about yours today, though.
No, I'm not. It is a good song. It's just a bit different to what I've chosen so far. And yeah, do you know what? I'm happy with it. Are you happy with yours?
Very much, yeah.
Nah, you see, you're playing the confidence card. That's what I should be doing.
I've just been looking up how I can make my own Marmite. No, you can do it.
Can you?
But... involves a litre of yeast, which seems a little bit long.
And petrol.
And, there's not petrol in it. What about?
I mean, it's like... I love it.
Right.
Right. But it's... I mean, I can't work out what it is.
Right, it's definitely not petrol, I can tell you.
Is it tar?
There's some turkey in it. There's some carrots.
What?
Yeah, and there's also some... A litre of yeast. But you have to get it from a brewery. Oh, I'm all right, thanks. I'll just go without. I'm all right. So, we've just had a text from Dan in Stockport. Hey, what's happening with the FIFA night that you guys are sorting out? Now, if you didn't hear this, we had a guy on that's really keen for us to make a massive intro, Olympic opening ceremony style, for his FIFA tournament that he's having in his house. Isn't it that's tomorrow it. Night?
Friday. Yeah, yes, tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, his name was Charles, and him and his lads do an annual tournament on the game that rhymes with Wiz Khalifa. And... yeah, they wanted to make it a special one because I think it's their 8th year of doing it, and they wanted us to get involved. They've got a great name for it. I think it's the it's like the Memorial Cup, they call it, but it's just about a mate who moved to Luton. that's what the Memorial Cup is for. But anyway, they wanted a big intro. They wanted you to sort the catering. And we agreed to it, but we've promised ourselves as well, this isn't going to be one of these things that we agree to and we never follow through with. So I've been working on the intro.
You have?
Yeah. I found some music and everything.
Okay.
We'll do a proper job for it tomorrow.
Yeah, he just wanted like an epic intro, like just cool. For the start of the night, because cool. Otherwise it just kind of starts and it's like, it's a bit limp.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would think we've forgotten about this because that's what we normally do. But we haven't. We're on it and we'll be able to present it to Charles tomorrow. In the meantime, remember where he lives? Swansea. I'm just going to Google some sandwiches.
Yes.
In Swansea.
You sort that. 1:40 tomorrow. We'll 1:40. Do this intro
okay.
thing for them.
I'm just looking up nice sandwiches in Swansea right now because that's what I promised approximately a week ago.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Patrick.
Yes, Scott. How's it going, my love? You all right?
All right, lover. Where are you?
I'm currently on my way back from Portsmouth.
Where is it to?
It's down south near your neck of the woods, my love.
Right, okay. You're putting that on a little bit, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I am a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you going?
I'm currently on my way back to Gloucester.
Okay, and that's where you live, right?
That's where I live, yeah.
What are you doing in Portsmouth?
Been doing a few project management around a few sites, fingers in a few pies and all that.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, who do you normally pick on this?
I normally... go with Chris. And I think he's been unfairly judged recently, to be honest, Chris.
Interesting.
I think Scott has definitely had a bit of advice in the background. Absolutely. It's happening.
And what's your theory there? Do you think he's seeing someone from the music team as well, or any other suggestions?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he's staying up all night having a look around on a few tunes. So I don't know what he's doing. He's up to something though, old Mills.
I completely agree with you, Patrick. Mm.
Well, there we go. I'm that type of person.
Massive choice today from you. If you choose mine, it will bring it back to 2-2. It will bring it to tomorrow for the week. If you choose Scott's, obviously he wins the week for a second week in a row.
No pressure, Chris. No pressure, mate.
You've just got to go with which song you truly believe is the best one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be a banger. Put it that way.
Okay, Chris, you go first.
You go first.
Okay. I've got one of the best songs by Rihanna. In fact, I think the first song by Rihanna is still one of her best. SOS.
I did like Ponder Replay. Ponder Replay was decent.
This is good too. Listen.
It's a bit WHO though, isn't it?
Not the
World Health Organization.
Okay, go on then. What's better than SOS by Rihanna?
I'm saying, Patrick, you can have that, or you can have this. Stop playing it! This is underhand tactics.
Hang on, I hadn't put it in. I'm playing it now. Because Rihanna's a who, but this by... Was it by?
Man.
Shut up!
Descent. Buzz in.
How dare you say that my song is a who? By an artist that's probably not had a song since.
I don't know about this at the moment, gents. I thought the Rihanna song's pretty decent. I did like Ponder Replay.
Yeah, you said that, yeah.
I think Chris's choice, we would play that in our football changing room before a match.
Come on, Patrick.
That's well up
what,
there.
From the very best hits of man.
Who's your football team?
It's Tiverton Rocks down in the southwest.
Love them.
Yes. I love them too.
It's all about the Rocks. Up the Rocks.
Up the Rocks. That's what I always say to my mates every time I'm in Gloucester.
You support me now, I'll support you and your football team.
Whatever. It's false promises.
You need to put a few shakes on Twitter, I reckon, Chris.
Don't believe anything he says. He just wants a win.
I like both of them, to be honest. I can do a few little drops for that sort of
Stop
best OS
playing
track.
It. I know what you're doing. You're doing Darren Brown stuff on him. Drop it in there. Yeah, see what I mean? I know what you're doing. It's disgusting.
Hey, I just need a little 10 seconds. Just give me 10 seconds.
No, don't. No. Listen, I love Tiverton Rocks. Was that?
Tiverton.
Oh, well, that's wrong. Doesn't even know what it's called.
Big up
already,
Tiverton.
Oh, hey, Chris,
Club.
That's shocking.
No, I just misheard. I'm sorry, mate.
Come on, then.
Right, here we go. I'm going to go with Chris.
Yes!
Two all it up.
Absolutely ridiculous choice.
Hello.
That was Man and Buzzin'.
So good. So good. Your face throughout that. It's like you're sucking on a lemon.
Who said that was a good choice?
Mr. Jam's been on.
Is
Legend.
He Man?
Listen, if Mr. Jam has tweeted...
No, but I think it's actually him.
Worthy winner,
it
in
must
my
be
honest
him.
Opinion.
He wouldn't choose Man over...
He just did. Look at Twitter. Worthy winner.
Well, he's clearly Man then. No wonder we've heard from him since.
That's what I'd put on the poster for Bangers, if I could.
I mean, it is
a quote
good.
From Mr. Jam.
No, I mean, it is
worthy
good.
Winner.
Yeah, fair play to you.
Mr. Jam says it's good. Scott, are you going to argue with Mr. Jam?
No,
you're
arguing.
Not.
Mr. Man.
It's not Man.
Okay, we'll do it again tomorrow then. BBC Radio 1, The Scott Mills Daily. Sam from Bristol's been on going. You keep saying that there's a new Justin Bieber song next. When is it? It's not new. It's not new. Do you remember when he started off Live Lounge Month and the guitarist had a bit of a You OK, Hun moment?
Oh, it was a little bit awkward, this, wasn't it?
Oh. And again. No, try again. That's it.
Oh, it stresses me out.
Oh, love. Dan's been on, one of our listeners, saying, I don't know if you're aware of this or remember it. but I have found some Justin Bieber gold from 2010. I do actually remember this, Dan, but thank you for bringing it back to my attention.
Is it interesting, this idea as well? Because there's so much old stuff that all these pop stars have done, and you kind of forget about it because they get older. And also, they're in the press so much that stuff kind of gets forgotten over time, doesn't it? But it's gold.
It is gold. This is gold. So Justin Bieber came to Radio 1, and he went on Westwood's show on One Extra in 2010. And there were hundreds, I remember it, there were hundreds of teenage fans outside, like loads of barriers. Couldn't even get near him. He was really young then. So you've got to kind of, you know, you've got to kind of gloss over this a little bit. Mm. But he did try and do a little bit of freestyle rapping, which I'd like you to hear now and then just take away your own thoughts from it.
I've forgotten about this. So this is young Justin Bieber, but I kind of like to think of him now, but doing this rap.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Think about if, it, like, maybe you're going to go and see him over the next couple of days. Think about if suddenly he started doing this now, but the same style as he did it in 2010. It actually starts off quite well. So Westwood just puts a beat behind him and he just goes for it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go, kid. Make it happen out there.
ATL, baby, is where I reside. I'm a young white rapper and I don't get high. Teenage girls is what I really like. And I'm still a young boy, but I'm still so fly. Let's go.
Now, I know nothing about rapping or how to do it, but I have noticed that when you don't really know what to do next, you'd go... to buy you some more time.
Yeah.
Also, listen out for the moment. This really dates it, what he mentions in the next bit.
Yeah, you see my smile, caught it on the camera. Drink a Red Bull, grew wings, see the stamina. Shout out to my boys, yeah, they up there in Canada. I used to live there till I moved to Atlanta, where the girls are so hot, yeah, the girls are fine too. Catching Bieber fever, forget the swine flu.
Swine flu gets the shout out. This is where he starts to lose his way a bit. And to be fair, Westwood's made him go on for minutes and minutes. So it's like, eventually you're just going to run out of steam,
and,
right?
And obviously, this is young Bieber. But in saying that, he performs some of the old songs on his current tour, don't they? I mean, Maybe this is something he can bring back.
Please do this again, Justin, please.
Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Can I be the one to take you around town? Be the one to call when you're feeling so down. I could be your man, you could be my crown. I'm Jay Bieber, first name, last name. Jay Bieber, check it on the pass lane. What? I'm Jay Bieber, I'm always in the fast lane.
What?
Yeah.
Literally just saying his name.
I'm Jay Bieber, first name, last name. Jay Bieber, check it on the pass lane.
What?
Oh, Bieber gold.
It is gold.
I am blessed up with this.
I'm just a pop singer.
Oh, man, we got a whole one, kid.
I'm just a pop singer.
It's only had 190,000 views, which for a Justin Bieber song and video is not that much.
I am blessed up in this building.
I'm just a pop singer.
Oh, man, we got a hot one, kid. We got a hot one.
He knew that he wasn't any good at the end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Really should have put a cringe warning on that. I'm really sorry. Quite an apt song to play after the... we just played before. Sorry. Really sorry by Justin Bieber. He's just trying to replicate Jay-Z. I know.
Oh, I feel for Chloe. Chloe's tweeted and saying, trying to get through dense philosophy reading and getting distracted by young Biebs.
No more Bieber rapping, please. Thank you. You didn't warn us. He's no Honey G. how do I know all of the words to that Justin Bieber rap? I'm a fangirl. Yeah, Eleanor, you really are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody.
I really found the raging on your show yesterday quite therapeutic.
It went down a treat. Everyone loved it. Some great rages yesterday.
You know when you go to the gym and you need to have a little punch of the punch bag? Felt a bit like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That was great.
Good. It is good. My concern is that you offend someone or your boss hears it.
That's life. Everyone's too easily offended these days.
True,
like, you can't. It's like walking on eggshells.
Did you get the email that I sent you both? No one replied to it. I sent
an email. Oh, yeah, you did send an email, didn't you?
Saying title on Fleek.
Oh, I did, yeah, but you spelt Fleek wrong.
Did I?
Yeah,
how do you spell Fleek?
Fleek is not F-L-E-A-K.
Work at Radio 1, don't even know how to spell on Fleek.
Oh,
two E's, ovs.
You're so sacked.
Get out.
You're so sacked for not knowing even how to spell Fleek. By the way, Fleek on Fleek was one of the rages yesterday, in case people weren't listening.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
After 11 years of service on Sky News, Eamon Holmes' final live broadcast was accidentally cut short.
Wait, what's happened to Chris Smith? Sounds weird.
He's having a lie down, so it's Stefan Powell off the news instead.
Mm.
So Eamon Holmes, I think it was his last show today on Sky News.
It was, yes.
After 11 years of long service and getting up really early.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss that, but it's okay because I've got some saved on my planner.
What do you mean?
I've got some of... I'm obsessed with Eamon Holmes when he's first on early in the morning because he's literally woken up 10 minutes before. It's a bit like when I come in to do the breakfast show when Grimmy's off. So he's like... He's waking up on air. Good morning. This is Sky News.
And just eating an egg bap.
And I have actually got some of the 6 till 7 hours recorded because it really... I mean, he's such a professional.
So he has his breakfast during the adverts?
Oh, 100%. Wow. But you can see him like sometimes even like wiping the sleep from his eyes because he's so relaxed on TV. He's like, hello.
He is. He's a pro, isn't he?
It's quite nice to see, you know.
He's the best. Remember we talked about him on Real or No Real? But I can't remember what the Real or No Real was. It was something to do with his hips. And
he's even got new hips, that's why.
You've got new hips?
Yeah, I think so.
And then do you remember I then said new sexy hips and his hips don't lie? I think we then tweeted him, Eamon, your hips don't lie, and he actually replied.
Hang on, has he got taller? Was that it? Has he got taller?
No, he had problems. He had real problems. He was quite ill for a while with it. He couldn't walk much. But
no, but he's had hip replacements, therefore he's probably a different height now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're right. I love him. He's
not massively so. Like, he's not 8 foot now.
Towering above roof.
Give me some 8 foot person's hips.
But do we think he was cut short or was it just that he ran over?
So he doesn't run over. He's Eamon Holmes. He's to the second.
By the way, I made it sound like you use someone else's hips for a hip replacement.
Do you not?
Well, not, no.
No, they're like,
it's not like a hip donor.
They're fake
hips. Donor
card.
We need a hip donor.
All right. Oh, I won't leave my hips then when I die.
I'll leave you my hips when I go. If anyone wants to be 6 foot 4, you can have my hips.
When mine go, can I have yours? Because
yes.
Mine will go first.
Imagine I'm still alive. Like, it's legally binding.
He can't have his hip. You can't have his hips if he's still going.
Right, Greg, give us your hips.
This has gone weird again.
I'd like Eamon's hips.
Weird or no?
New.
This is weird or not real.
You can have Eamon's old hips.
Eamon Holmes got cut short on TV today on his last ever broadcast on Sky News. Real or no real?
Real or no real? Chris Stark has Eamon Holmes' old hips.
Imagine that in the pub, though. It'd be awesome. Check out my hips, lads.
It used to be Eamon Holmes.
Eamon's hips. Celebrity hips.
That is a Channel 5 show. I've got Eamon Holmes' hips.
Also, everyone said hips too many times now. Can we stop saying hips?
All right, this is probably real. I haven't heard about this, but I think it's probably real.
Chris?
Real. That one is real.
Here it is.
Sunrise and the news continues after the break in the morning. Why would I go?
And there he was.
No, they faded him out.
They faded him out. He's off.
Oh, there's no mercy there, is there, at Sky News?
And next.
DJs over on One Extra are loving a new genre of music called drill. It involves MCs rapping over the noise of power tools.
Sound better than a lot of the live lounges late.
That's harsh after that's live lounge good. Month.
I wasn't including live lounge month. Before, but actually, some of it was patchy. Let's be honest.
Bieber had a couple of bum notes on the guitar, but that wasn't so much his fault, was it? It was the guitarist.
Well, the guitarist that we got in had never played the song before.
There you go. Look, you've got to be honest sometimes. No one's going to take us seriously if you're never honest.
No.
Yeah.
If everything's amazing, where's the bar?
Fine.
All fine.
Ish.
Hang on. Live on air, this.
Here we go.
No, try again. No. Oh, there we are. Oh, no, we again. Oh, God.
I rest my case.
That's not Bieber's fault. Is there a new genre of music called drill, which is huge on One Extra right now? It's people rapping over the noise of power tools.
As long as it's not the horrible dentist one. Dentist drill.
Ugh.
Yeah, probably real, this. I'd say it's real. Sounds quite cool as well, drill.
I've not heard of this yet, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Well, drill is real. It's like a type of trap music from Chicago. A bit like Harlem Shake. But better.
Right.
If you want more drill, then you need to listen to Sean Anderson on One Extra Wednesday nights from 10 p.m.
That's what we're lacking at the moment, a
more
Harlem Shake-esque song. You know, one that we can all do some kind of dance move to. There isn't really one about at the moment, is there?
you're requesting a new Harlem Shake.
It just needs something like that.
I'm requesting a new Do you remember that song that Mr. Jam loved on One Extra? The song about face, about E45, yeah. Need face cream.
Your face is dry. You need some E45. You need some cream. Cocoa butter and Vaseline.
That's not a good mix.
And why do you want more songs like that? What, just naming products?
I just enjoyed it. E45 by Dembander.
Have you ever put Vaseline just like on your skin? If you put it on your skin, you're sweating forever.
Are you?
It doesn't come off very easily. That's not a good moisturiser.
My mum always used to be on the E45, though. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but that's fine. But Vaseline is not... That is not a good thing to moisturise with.
Okay, is it not? I don't know.
Not really.
Here is your final... What's it called? Final fact today on Real or No Real. It's not like I do this every day or anything.
DJ Talent of 2009 Britain's Got Talent fame claims that X Factor finalist Honey G's trademark saying, "When I say honey, you say G," is actually ripping off his own. "When I say Britain, you say talent."
"When I say pub, you say quiz."
Come on.
I think he's actually ripping off many more people if you look back to the annals of time.
I'm not sure. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not sure you can trademark "when I say something, you say something else." It's kind of been done.
Yes, that has been done.
Yeah, but there would have been an original. Someone did that first. So it would have been a sort of DJ or MC from long ago. One of the...
From long ago.
But no, I just mean someone has done that first. Scott, is there anything that you've created as a DJ or
I suppose as one of the oldest DJs.
What's a cat? You know, is
so you're getting that.
No, I'm just saying you've said things which have been a catchphrase, and you would be the original. And if you heard
the original DJ,
if you heard them again, if say Honey G was shouting them, you could say, "Well, hang on, I was doing that." You've had some great ones. All right, Tree, cool, that was good. It's only Bleed Friday.
Mm-hmm.
If she did that, we'd know that came from you. Yeah. No one else.
Mm-hmm. Genuinely annoyed now.
Oh, we're going to have a conversation afterwards, aren't we? It's, I hate these ones.
Scott's going to call a meeting.
Yeah, we've had this occasionally.
Oh, no. We've messed this up.
Okay, so let's have a listen to DJ Talent, first of all.
I say Britain, you say talent. Britain's got talent, it's the DJ Talent.
And now...
When I say honey, you say tea.
We are running out of music. I've said this before.
Running out of catchphrases.
We are.
I've done them all.
See?
There we go.
He loves it, really.
Oh, I'd be able to laugh at yourself, wouldn't you?
You're all stick in the mud.
At my time of life.
The old class.
Okay, I think this is probably... Obviously, it's not a rip-off, but I think the fact that he's claiming it is real.
Okay. Yes?
I don't think Honey G can trademark anything at the moment. Even the kind of hat and glasses combo that she's been doing.
Well, that's not a new thing. I was the first person to wear a hat and glasses, I think you'll find.
She's the first person to wear... glasses with fingerprints on TV. I know I keep going on about it, but wipe the glasses. You're on television. Get them fingerprints off. We just need a little cloth or something.
What did you go for here, Greg?
I went for real.
Yes?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real. Yes, DJ Talent says, "I wrote this track from the heart." It was for the people of Great Britain and the nation.
Britain's got talent, it's the DJ talent.
So he doesn't like it.
Switch it off.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It is a draw. 20 apiece. Good. 20 abreast.
20 abreast. That's not using it right, Chris.
What's on today, please? Oh, Russell Kane.
Today we've got Russell Kane on the show. We also have some more Teen Awards tickets to give away. And we have film reviews with Ali Plum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg James from 4. Now wipe your glasses.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Thursday best bits. We're back tomorrow for the last one of the week, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.